Speaking of choices, we have with us on the phone Kimberly Carson, who is the CEO of Breast Cancer Canada, and this is October is Breast Cancer Month. So we're talking with Kimberly now about it. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning. Hello, Kimberly.
Hello, Kimberly.
Hello, good morning.
Oh,
how are you?
There we are. I don't know what happened there, but good. Nice to talk to you. So there's lots of things that are happening with Breast Cancer Canada in the month of October.
Absolutely. It's obviously Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Breast Cancer Canada has launched a brand new research program, a national research program. So we're really excited about adding the patient voice to, it's all about adding the patient voice to research.
So let's talk about that. What does that mean, in new research, breast cancer research, and the best way to learn more?
So what that means is Breast Cancer Canada is the only organization that's focused 100% on research. And what we found was that most of the time, the patient voice is not captured. So when we asked the medical community across Canada why that was, their answer to us was, we would love to have the patient voice. We don't have the time or the energy. So Breast Cancer Canada has stepped up to the plate and said, we will do it. So we have launched Progress Tracker. So what that means is any time, anyone in any stage or any time during their breast cancer journey, they can actually participate in this study. So it's what we call a patient-reported outcome study, hence the name Progress Tracker.
Yes.
And it, you know, honestly, if you're newly diagnosed, if you've, you know, rung the bell, you're cured, you're, you know, in remission, you're a 10-year survivor, wherever you are in your journey, you can participate in the study. Doesn't matter where you live, any community, any place in Canada, doesn't matter what your stage is. So we're really excited about this new registry that's going to add the patient voice to research.
You know, it strikes me, forgive me, but it strikes me that this should have been a no-brainer from years ago, asking the patient what their process is and what they're feeling and what they're going through, no?
Yeah, but, you know, again, it's how much time, how much energy, you know.
You got to set it up.
Right. You know, it's a lot of work. This is a ethics approved national research project.
Fantastic.
Again, you know, it's been, you know, years in the making. So
yes,
we're really excited to launch this. We're really asking breast cancer patients to please get involved. And if you know anyone, please get involved.
It is very exciting.
And one thing that is interesting to note is that Breast Cancer Canada funds research without government support. And so could you speak on the importance of donor contributions that would help drive this progress forward?
Yeah, absolutely. So, no, we don't have any government funding, and every single one of our donations really counts. So we like to say that if you don't think it'll make a difference, we have the science to prove that it does. So all of those donations are really powerful for us, and they help us launch research funds, like research projects like this, with those funds. So we could not do it without the donors. Could not.
I will say, you know, every one of us knows someone, whether even if your life directly has not been touched, we all now know someone who has had breast cancer or any kind of cancer, really. Would you think there's also great importance to involve people who do not have cancer, have had the good fortune of not having to deal with that, to be inspired to contribute and to volunteer as well? Are there volunteer branches for people?
Yeah, absolutely. So this October, we're asking people to sign up for Progress Tracker if you're a survivor or breast cancer patient. We're asking people to get involved. We have a number of volunteer opportunities across the country that help support this program. So if you're not directly affected, you can still help support the program, get in touch with the local. We have a whole system to get in touch with the local cancer center to help recruit patients, to let them know we're here and what we're trying to do. So there's all those volunteer jobs. But then there's also our Raise More Challenge, where we're asking people to get involved and help raise funds throughout the month of October to help support research projects across the country for us.
All right, so let's skip to the chase on this. How do people donate?
You know, they can set up their own fundraising program through our Raise More Challenge, or, you know, they just go to raisemore.ca or our regular website, which is breastcancerprogress.ca. All donations matter. Every cent counts, and it really helps drive the progress in breast cancer research.
Okay, Kimberly, can we talk now about some of the key findings?
Yes, on our Angus Reid poll, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So lowering the age for routine breast cancer screening?
Yes, yeah, so that's an overwhelming number that we learned. Almost 90% of Canadians would like to see that age lowered. Most provinces and territories have it at age 50. There's a few that have it lower. And there's a few that have it lower if you ask your doctor and you fall into a high-risk category. What we would like to see is the screening lowered to a standard age of more like 40 following the U.S. guidelines.
Interesting, for sure.
And then, you know, we know that the sooner we catch it, the better the treatment is, the less invasive the treatment is, the more successful it is, you know, the less, honestly, the less cost to the system. So why not lower that age? We also know through research that there's 50 different types of breast cancer.
Wow.
So when we started, you know, doing screening at 50, we thought there was three. Now we know there's more than 50.
Isn't
that extraordinary? Why wouldn't we lower that age now?
Absolutely.
To 40?
Of course. Yeah. And now, can you talk to us a bit about gathering race-based data?
Yes. So this, again, is going to be something that we're collecting with Progress Tracker. And again, you know, almost 80% of people felt it was really important. And we do not routinely collect that information in Canada. Progress Tracker will. We know that there's some groups that are adversely affected by breast cancer, for perhaps African-American women or Jewish descent women. There's, you know, a few that we know for sure. But you could imagine if we knew from the patients themselves.
Yes.
How powerful that data would be. We could then figure out if you're in a high-risk category. We could screen earlier. We could, you know, perhaps there'll be a blood test in the near future. So we could start with that blood test.
Yes.
Breast Cancer Canada just gave Princess Margaret $3 million to try to figure out who would be in the high-risk category so we can prevent it.
What a great idea.
Imagine all of these things are coming. But if we had that race-based data,
yes,
we would be able to use it to say, okay, this group is a higher risk. Let's start screening earlier. Let's get some blood tests. Let's treat them earlier before it even manifests itself.
Yeah. So I guess at the root of all of this is everyone's willingness to work together, because you need to have people who are willing to come forward. You need people to gather the data. Mm-hmm. There's some very hot topics that we touched on just in the last little bit about, you know, the race-based data. Really, so there's education and people's willingness to work together to make this a win-win situation, plus lowering the age. I think these are all really fantastic points to great success.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we saw that from our Angus Reid poll. There's so many breast cancer survivors, and we hear it every
day.
So many. How can my journey help somebody else?
That's a great way to conclude this interview.
There's so much overwhelming information, we do thank you for taking the time to speak with us today. We have been chatting with Kimberly Carson, who is the Chief Executive Officer for Breast Cancer Society of Canada. Thank you so much for
all
of this, and best of luck. And it's October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, right?
Thank you very much, Kimberly.
Thank you very much for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.